everybody. Just trying to look for that podcast voice. Yes, so my name is Kibuga Mwaniki. I am a psychologist. Welcome to the debut of my podcast. This is the first episode. Most of you know me, know that I've been trying my shorts at YouTube. It's been really hard, you know, shooting, editing, trying to get content, and it's been a long time coming. For the longest time I wanted to do a podcast, and it's been pushing and postponing, and you know, finally I'm here. So yes, welcome. My podcast basically will be talking about mental health and general well-being and other topics as well that are empowering. At the same time, exclusively discuss matters men, right? Like empowering the boy child. I feel like, in my opinion, that so much needs to be done for the boy child, and not that we'll not discuss other matters, but we will basically try as much to incorporate the boy child into our conversations. So I'll have people come in, share their wisdom, their insight, and get you guys to ask questions. Yeah, and I hope that this will be helpful in the long run. This being my first episode, and this also being Mental Awareness Suicide Prevention Month, right? Suicide Prevention Month. Maybe I could give a little bit of my two cents on what I think about suicide, and basically that. So suicide rates, especially in this country, have been on the increase, especially the past few months, and with COVID and with inflation, it's been really hard financially for most people. And suicide basically is the last step of depression. So depression is the main elephant in the room. Depression is what leads to suicide. So when we tackle depression, I feel like we'll have played a huge role in preventing suicide in the long run. So what is depression? What does it entail? Why depression? Depression suddenly has become this new thing. Existed. However, I did. It's just that I appreciate, and you know, people currently are being woke. People have started to realize that mental health is an issue. Everybody needs mental health. Everybody needs to be healthy, right? So I guess that surge in awareness has really is catching up, and people are now beginning to understand that, you know what, it's a sickness like any other. You can get a cold, you can get COVID, you can get malaria, you can get cholera. You know, all these are diseases that can affect anybody. When you are exposed to the risk factors. So is depression being a mental sickness. Once you are pre-exposed to the factors that cause depression, you are prone, and you're at risk of getting depression. So nobody's safe. So how do we tackle this? How do we talk about depression without stigma, because it's a mental illness. People over the years know mental illness as, you know, you are crazy, you are out of your mind, you're not functional, you belong in a cell, you need to be restrained. But that's not the case. The stigma should be eradicated. You know, the stigma is not worth it when there's enough education to make people understand that depression is a disease. Mental does not make you incapacitated, it doesn't make you crazy. And speaking of depression and suicide rates in the country by statistics show that the male child is mostly affected. The percentages, the statistics are showing that the many people that are committing suicide and that are affected the most is the male child, the boy child, as much as the female child is also affected. But the risk factors of a male child actually committing suicide are higher, and something needs to be done. In my opinion, I feel like that have been put on the boy child. There's so much pressure to succeed. There's so much pressure to make it and become financially stable as a boy child. And there's so much expectation on the boy child. I acknowledge that child had been neglected, especially on matters education and opportunities and gender equality. All these are important things, not to downplay any of these efforts. However, in the process of bringing up the girl, the man got forgotten. And I'll just give you a preview of what I've observed. Street children in the street, the higher percentage is the boy child. When there's war, people expected to lay down their lives for war are the male child. It's a man, right? And just a few examples, you know. Said, you can see how the male child is at greater risk. Not to say that women and children don't play an important role, but the conditioning that is in a man is that they have to rise up and stand. And I agree with it. Men need to be strong. Men need to show up. Men need to grow and take up responsibilities. But there's still too much pressure, and this is causing so many young men to be affected, and hence the high rate of suicides and depression. And so something to think about. Men growing up have been taught express what they feel or how they feel, and it's considered weak. When a man cries, it's considered weak. When a man is emotional, it's considered weak. So that mentality of that, you know, it's weakness to express your emotions. It's putting the man at a place where they cannot express who they are. They're not allowed to feel. I hope I'm passing this right. They're not allowed to become human. And so when the boy child is faced with problems, what they do is they keep it to themselves and they don't talk about it. And because they expect it to be very strong, and you know, so this is a problem. It's important that education is passed out. Being a man does not mean you're not human. You are. You should be able to express your emotions. You should be able to talk through your problems. You should be able to talk to your fellow men and share. I know there's so much talk about who to share with, how to talk about it, how to who to trust. That is a personal. You need to build a space and a circle that is strong for you, right? So that being said, men need to be empowered. Men need to be empowered. They need space. They need to be listened to. They need to be strong at the same time. And they need to be allowed to be men. And so if you're a man out there, you need to know that great responsibility. That is in somewhere Spider-Man said that, someone in one of the Marvel movies who said that, by the way, I'm not sure who said that. It's actually bothering me right now. I don't remember who said it, but yeah, you get the point. Great power, great responsibility. So there's so much power bestowed upon the boy child, and it's important to understand responsibility also lies upon you. It is your responsibility to be a man, and being a man does not mean you are aggressive or you are irrational. It means that you need to be a leader. You need to be an example. You need to be a role model. You need to be all these things. I'm just giving my point of view. Like, the knowledge that I have is not even enough to express, or to I have no rights, or I'm not even worthy enough to tell men what to be or what not to be. Right? It's such a huge space. So this is just, in my opinion, what I think as I continue to learn, as I continue to hear from people and listen to, you know, people that speak wisdom. Yeah. So maybe I said something that is not, doesn't resonate well. I am open to correction. So we can take a short break, and then when we return, we'll talk about how we can deal with depression and how we can eradicate, or some of the things we can do to help our mental health so that we are not headed towards suicide. So, see you. Welcome back to the second segment of this episode. I hope my voice is now clearer. Yes. So I don't know what people do on those breaks between segments. I think it just makes the podcast look cooler. I hope my podcast looks cool. This part of the segment, we talk about some of the things you can do to help people that are struggling mentally and more so with depression. That way we are able to become people of help. And if there's anyone out there who is struggling with their mental abilities or is struggling mentally, this is also important for you. And anyone out there wondering how they can be of help to people that are struggling with their mental health. So some of the things that we can do, this being mental, why do I keep saying mental awareness? It's Suicide Prevention Month. And these are some of the things probably we could do to make a difference out there. Yeah. I think, first of all, we need to accept mental illness as a real disease. Accept that it is real, that people are not actually pretending. Once we realize that mental illness is real, we can take necessary steps to become of help. That these people are not actually pretending that they're sick, or, you know, that we are able to take serious people that express that they have suicidal thoughts, or that they, you know, their behaviors have changed and they're not being themselves. That way we are able to spot this and actually take it seriously and not just look at it from afar. We should try as much as we can. Don't dismiss anyone that expresses mental illness symptoms, anyone that expresses that they're struggling with their mental state, that they are feeling depressed. Don't ignore these people. Try as much as possible to help them, especially if they have suicidal thoughts or they're expressing threats of committing suicide. Try as much as you can to help these people. Don't dismiss them. And then when it's too late, you are, oh, she told me she was going to do it. Now I would have done something. Let's take initiative as early as now to actually listen to these people. What are they saying? What concern are they expressing? If someone jokingly says, you know what, I want to die. And many of us make that joke many times. But not everyone takes it seriously. I guess I think it's a high time for us to take these sentiments seriously, and that these people are not actually being pretenders or seeking attention. They actually need us to step in. We can also watch out for warning signs. Warning signs are so many. We can look out for you know, mood swings, isolation, if there are any sleep changes, the patterns of sleep have changed. There can be insomnia, there can be hypersomnia. These changes, people tend to lose interest in previously enjoyed activities. If these people had a hobby, maybe they'd interact with people, maybe they are good swimmers, or have great talent, or just enjoy doing activities, and all of a sudden that excitement is gone. That's a sign, and it's important for us to know these things before and step in to become people that are helpful and not wait until it's too late. So watch out for these signs, watch out for these things that, you know, when people start speaking about suicide, people start expressing that they're depressed, you know, they completely lose interest in previously enjoyed activities. That is one of the major signs of depression. Take note and act fast. You could also try, limiting access to things or means of which these people can commit suicide. Maybe by being in certain environments, they get overstressed. So you could help them avoid these environments. If there are any lethal objects around them, we could try and hide medication or just step in ways that are preventive. These people will not have time to think about committing suicide, and when they want to, they will not have the means to commit suicide. Ask and listen. Try find out how people are. Let's don't just assume that they're okay. Just try reach out to people, find out how they are. Try to help them open their mind. Ask them, especially people that have struggled with mental health issues. Try open up their minds, talk to them, listen to what they have to say. Tiniest bits of information, that's where the real story lies. That is where we find this motives. So listen and ask. Help these people find resources, get treatment, recommend mental health practitioners, recommend all these resources, help them find them. Ask them if you could help them talk to a counselor or a psychologist. Literally be step in there, because sometimes they're afraid of reaching out for help. You could be the mediator. You could ask if you could reach out to a mental health professional on their behalf anonymously, and it could help. It goes a long way to help these people. That way you're able to encourage them to get help. That way you're able to help them out. And also try follow up, see how they're doing. If they've started seeking help, find out how far they've gone. Create support networks. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what we can do to step in and help. So I guess that's it for today. Just introducing you guys to my podcast. Expect such topics in the future. Expect more captivating stuff. So see you next week, or probably this week again. I'm here to find a schedule to know when to actually do this, but at least every week there should be something. So yeah, goodbye. How do you even sign out? I don't know. I'll figure it out, so don't mind me right now. Just try.